Okay, Boker Tov, everyone. Welcome back. This week's Power Torah, we continue with the Alei Shur in Rav Volbi's discussion of Tefillah here in the Chelek Beis Shar Shlishi. His second Vod introduces us to an important observation about the beginning of davening, and those are the Birchas HaShachar. So Birchas HaShachar means the brachos, the blessings that we say in the morning before we begin the actual davening. Formal davening, you could say, is is Shemona Esrei. That's our private conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The preparatory steps that are necessary to do that is to first declare that we believe that there is a God, and that's Shema. We recite brachos on the recitation of Shema. We precede that with Pesukei de Zimra. But before all of that comes a series of brachos, the Birchas HaShachar. And Rav Volbi points out that the Birchas HaShachar are a point of reflection for us. So let's see, if you have on, I don't know if you have it on your screen, if someone was able to post it, but if not, don't worry, I'll read it out for you from the page. I'll translate as we go along. Birchas HaShachar misyachasos el olamenu ze olam ha'asiya b'loshen hamakubalim. Birchas HaShachar, they relate to our world, to the world of Asiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Himself, so to speak, is the Or Ein Sof, is the endless light that exists on some level that we obviously have no concept of. That light is filtered down through multiple strata until it reaches us and is expressed in the physical world that we inhabit. So the highest world, that highest realm, that's what we call, so to speak, the Olam of Atzilus, that highest, most ethereal level. The next below that is Bria, creation. Beneath that is Yetzira, further creation. And beneath that is Asiya, the realm of action. And that's the realm that we inhabit, that's what we're talking about for us. So the Birchas HaShachar, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the aspects of life that are in the Olam Ho'asiya, that are in the practical world. And what Rav Volbi points out is that these are meant to be a point of reflection. Even though, mitoch brachos elu, from these brachos, im einenu zorken osa me'apeh, if we don't just throw them from our mouth, if we don't take them for granted, if we don't just rattle them off, Anu mislamdim, we are learning b'mabat ruchani, in a spiritual lens, al kol mahalach chayenu hapshutim, on our entire life. It's a point of reflection. So Rav Volbi says, wait a second, what does the word baruch mean? So there are multiple translations for this. He focuses on the translation of the word baruch as being ribui, multiple, plenty, many. Nakdim lebrachos bebir loshen baruch. Kol inyan bracha, every phrase, every concept of bracha is loshon, is a language, is an inyan, is an issue of tosefes veribui. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of the growth, the abundance of blessing in this world. And we're asking you, please extend it. Continue it. Grow the amount of bracha that we have in our world. Give us more bread, fruit, besamim, whatever we're reciting that bracha on. So now, he talks about specific brachos. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what you give us, it means this is what we appreciate. This is what you're valuing. This is what we're valuing, and we thank you for it. And we ask you to continue it. So in the Birchas HaShachar, we start with one particular bracha. Asher nasan lasechvi vina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave lasechvi, which is, there are two understandings of that. One is lasechvi relates to the heart, or lasechvi relates to the rooster that wakes in the morning. Letarnagol, says Rav Volbi, yesh havchana instinctivit. The Tarnagol has an instinctive understanding that the morning is about to come. Now, I can't speak to this on a practical level. I know that this past summer, when I had the unique schus to get together with my brothers-in-law and my father-in-law, we had a Canner family men's trip called Can Men. So we went to a farm in West Virginia, and we stayed in a farmhouse. Ballinger Farm was awesome, so we had chickens and goats, and we had the rooster crowing in the morning, but I can tell you that rooster was up after Nate's. It was crowing not before Nate's, so maybe in West Virginia the rooster's a little different, I don't know. But in times of Chazal, the rooster's Krus HaGever was before sunrise. And so, according to Rav Volbi, it says, Chechziku HaKadmonu Tarnagol B'Bayis. There were many sages who used to keep a rooster in their house to wake them before Nates and Rabbi Akiva. Lokachimo Tarnagol Gambatis Laderech. The Gemara says in Brachos, tells a story about how Rabbi Akiva went on the road with a tarnagol. So we appreciate, we thank God for the tarnagol who wakes us up to begin our day. But there is such a fascinating and absolutely incredible pshat that Rav Kook offers on this bracha in his Pirush, in the collection of Rav Kook's explanations of tefillah, called, right here, Olas Ria, his commentary on the Siddur, where Rav Kook explains that there is an important distinction between Yom and Laila, day and night. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has a similar discussion of this in the Ein Hayah, in his commentary on Brachos, which may be the source of this piece. Laila, night, is a time of rest. It's when we settle down, especially in antiquity when there was no electricity, there were no lights, there were no electric lights. When night fell, it was quiet. It was a time of relaxation. Daytime, that's the time, Rav Kook explains, is a time for yigia, busyness, doing, accomplishing. It's important, says Rav Kook, to understand the times for rest and the times for work. We need to know that these are separate. And first of all, on a practical level, especially for us now, when we're in this very unusual period of being quarantined, and the time is so weird, and our schedules are so weird, making sure that we have times for Yom, when we're busy, when we have projects, when we're up and out, and when we have Laila, and that those are distinct, maybe even distinct places, but certainly distinct times. When is it that we turn certain things on, and when do we shut them off? When do we turn on the news, and when do we shut it off? When do we spend time for learning? When we spend... Everything needs to be in its own time. That's number one. Number two, Rav Kook points out, is that we understand that we as human beings don't operate in a vacuum. We are part of a larger natural context. So not only do we learn from the sechvi, not only do we learn from this rooster, but we realize that we're actually within the same system as the rooster, that there is an overarching bria, a creation, a natural world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us as part of, that is all connected to the godly vision. That ultimately, not only should we be reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our decisions, in our perceptions, our perspectives, our attitudes, in our actions, but that should be in sync. There should be a holistic view of how all of existence expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it makes sense, so to speak, if it's integrated, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a part, an element of the Bria, of the creation, which is going to play that role relating to all of existence. The Sechvi, the Tarnagol, gets up in the morning and says, everything, the human race, animal kingdom, everything, it's time for Pa'ula. It's time for waking up. Hasechvi hakore bekol lahakitz nirdamim. It's waking up all of existence. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a job. All of life has chiluf hazmanim. It's true, of course, as the seasons go. It's the winter time. Well, here it's still maybe even a little bit the winter time, but in theory, it's the winter time, and then it becomes the springtime and the summertime. All of existence wakes up in the seasons, all of existence wakes up in the daytime. Hayomim v'halelos im chilufei tafkideihem. The nights and the days and the nights with their respective goals. When we say this bracha nos in the Sech Vivino, what an amazing reflection. Rav Volpe is pointing out is that if we slow down and now that we're taking the time to daven at home, we can slow down. Maybe we focus on one of these brachos ha-shachar, not all of them. Maybe we don't have time or focus or mental acuity to handle all of it at once. So maybe we take one bracha. The first bracha nos in the Sech Vivino la-havchem ben yom ben laila is to realize that we have a goal in life. We have something to accomplish in our day for which we have to get out of bed. Lahakitz nirdamim. If we don't have a project today, let's think, what's my project today? What can I? Maybe I could find an opportunity for something I haven't learned yet, a shiur online. Maybe it's a chesed. Maybe it's reaching out to someone, calling someone. Maybe it's the recitation of Tehillim. Nos in the Sech Vivino says, last night was the time for rest. Now I need a project. I don't need a project for the rest of my life. I just need a project for today. Yegiyas Hayom. What am I going to work on today? Maybe it's cleaning out my closet. What's my Yegiya going to be today? Hanosin Lasech Vivina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave intuition, an instinct to this rooster that educates us, that is an opportunity for reflection, especially with the other translation that Lasech Vivin relates to your heart. It gives us the opportunity to think as from a feeling standpoint, what am I feeling today? Am I feeling like it's Laila that I'm struggling or it's Yom? Those are two different Zmanim. Can I find the courage, the strength, the inspiration to go from Laila, from feeling down, from feeling like it was dark and scary last night, to feeling it's bright? If I'm not mistaken, I think the sun is actually shining out this morning. Maybe I should take a walk, feeling good. This is part of the Bria, says Rav Kook. The natural world is expressing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's bracha number one. So we introduce the notion of Birchas HaShachar, that Baruch is Riboy, is expansion. And number two, we said that the first bracha is Hanosein Lasech Vivina. We have this distinction in the natural world between Laila, rest, and Yom, and the morning. Next bracha that we say, Shelo Asani Goy. So Rav Volpe then gives this also as a point of reflection. Kshenoladeti Yehudi, the fact that I was born a Jew, so how do I feel about that? Do I feel, they used to say, Shver Tzana Yid, it's so difficult to be a Jew, it's so challenging. Is that how we view being Jewish? This is the opportune time to answer that question, because you don't have to go to shul. You don't have to be out there doing mitzvahs that anybody else sees. So it's all in our own hearts, in our own homes. We have to decide, how do we feel about Yiddishkeit? When we say the bracha shelo asani goy, it's a point of reflection. It says, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I wasn't born a goy, that I have the opportunity and the privilege of doing mitzvahs, of connecting to Hashem. And if I don't feel like that, I should ask myself why. I ask myself, says Rav Volpe a little further on, Ubishifosai Vasanagusai Haim Ein Bi Ava Goyos. Wait a second. How much of the secular, Gentile, profane is part of my identity? We know there's a distinction between Kedushas Yisrael, the sanctity of a Jewish person, and all of humanity. All of humanity, no question, they have a spark of godliness, they have a chelek eloka, they're created b'tzelem elokim. But we have a higher calling. That higher calling needs to be distinct, separate, muvdal. We're preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. That receiving the Torah was mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. So we have this noble calling. How do I feel about that? What's my chilek in the vision that Hashem has for the Jewish people? Is it somehow confused with my involvement in the rest of the world? The first of the series of Shelo Asani says, wait a second, I'm not like the rest of the world. As a Jewish person, I have a high moral, spiritual standard. Rav Kook here on this bracha quotes Yisrael Olam Machshava Tchila, the Jewish people as the model for bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. We were called upon first. Reishis HaMachshava includes everything. So we say, thank God that we have this opportunity. We have to be cautious, making sure not to step down, to fall down into a lower standard, to the lowest common denominator of humanity. Of course, we have a lot of things in humanity that we have in common. We're all striving to solve, look at the people in science who are trying to solve the coronavirus mystery. And look at the people in the healthcare industry who are, you know, shoulder to shoulder with non-Jews serving in hospitals, v'chule, v'chule, v'cheina, v'cheina, on and on. There is a lot that we have in common. But at the end of the day, Ger v'toshav anochi imachem, Avraham Avinu says to the people, he says, I'm a stranger, first and foremost, among you, and then I live with you. We are distinct. When we say shalom asani goy, do we realize how geshmak, how beautiful, how awesome, what a privilege it is to be a Jew? How fulfilling that is, how meaningful it is, how when we shut the doors and nothing is going on the outside and all we have is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much chias that gives us, how much we have to thank God for that privilege alone. Shelo asani goy. First place to start. That's the first bracha. And then one more bracha. Shelo asani aved. Rav Volpe explains, Noladati ben Chorin. I was born a free person. Point of reflection, says Rav Volpe. Haim ani gam hayom ben Chorin mamish? Am I really free today? Oh, mishubad, am I enslaved? Am I indebted? Letaivos, for desires. Mechake achirim. Do I imitate others? Am I just a people pleaser? Why am I doing things? What's my motivation? If my motivation is to stay true to my inner self, then I'm free. That's Rav Kook's discussion. He has this at length in the context of Pesach. Am I misbayish lamad al shali o lekayim halacha shalo yilaguli? Am I embarrassed to be true to myself, to my identity as a Jewish person, as an Eved Hashem, as someone who's spiritual, who makes brachos, or am I embarrassed? If I'm not embarrassed of others, if I am a yid, if I do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of me, if I'm not embarrassed of my identity as an aspiring, growing Eved Hashem, if I am not limited by what other people think of me or trying to imitate others, then I can make this bracha besimcha. Says Rav Volpe, look at this bracha. Shelo asani aved. I'm not a slave to society. I'm not a slave to the culture or to the context in which we are being raised. I am true to myself, to my inner neshama. How many times did Rav Volpe reflect on the idea of self-esteem, of healthy self-concept from a spiritual standpoint in Chelek Aleph in the Alei Shur? This is our bracha. Shelo asani aved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a neshama which is free. It's free to accomplish the spiritual goals of our life. So to summarize these three brachos, Shelo asani goy, a point of reflection. Do I love being Jewish? Do I love the privilege? Do I feel that it's a bracha in my life? Shelo asani aved, that I'm free of the shackles of what other people are telling me and confining me. And that first bracha, so I went out of order, that I can recognize the different times of the day, the times for rest and the times for work, and to maximize each of those as part of the natural world. Have a great week, everyone. Please join us this evening for our incredible B'Siyata D'Shmaya Yom HaZikaron program.